Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The number one sports story by far yesterday was our boy Drew Pearson being left out of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's Sean and RJ, Troy and Roy. Happy Thursday. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. By far, our best and strongest radio audience of the entire 4.5. Thank you for turning it on. Leave it on. You are appreciated. The Jason Garrett job interview coming up at 6:20 this morning. Another addition to the Cowboys coaching staff as well. But yesterday, Nui Scruggs with the video that went viral. Drew Pearson sitting in his house in front of his family, and he was denied his entry into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Yesterday, he vented his frustration. The audio from WFAA.
We deserve that moment. Can't do nothing about it. Can't catch no more damn passes. Can't run no more routes. It's there. What upsets me more is when they say you don't deserve it, they talk negative about you. There's nothing negative about my career. And I'm not saying those guys that got it, God bless them. They deserve it, each and every one of them. But man, it hurts. They broke my heart. They broke my heart. And they did it like this. They strung it out like this.
Wow. Broadus brought it up first, and then you emailed it last night. And I think it's a great point. This right here may get him in.
It gets him in, yeah. But Nui Scruggs on Twitter, that photo, that video.
Nui, he should choose Nui as his presenter.
Nui should be the presenter because Nui got him in. First of all, he should have been in probably years ago because when he retired, he was sixth all-time in reception, seventh in receiving yards, fourth in yards per catch, 10th in TDs, and 10th in yards per game at retirement. All the numbers that have passed since then are because the game has changed.
And, you know, I don't like to comment a ton on players I never saw, so I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Drew Pearson was better than Carmichael or Carmichael was better than Pearson. I don't know that. It's just really weird that Drew is the only first-team all-decade member left out. The only first-team member of that list, Carmichael, was second-team all-decade. So second-team all-decade gets in. First-team all-decade does not get in. So either the voters at that time were off and messed it up, or these voters right now. And again, we got to go over who was voting on this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
John Madden. Gil Brandt, Bill Belichick. These are some of the names that were thrown into that room.
And they're not, and those guys clearly, I mean, we're not talking about, and basically the makeup of the Hall of Fame committee, you have a lot of people that would have seen all these players play. They're not guys our age necessarily, right, or girls our age. So, like, Gil Brandt saw them both play. There's no doubt about that. Goose saw them all play. Madden coached against them. So, like, they all know, and if they say that Harold Carmichael deserved it, then Harold Carmichael deserved it. Great. But, you know, I do think that this is going to get Drew in. The amount of, and maybe it'll pass, and it will pass for a while, and then it'll be brought up next year. But the amount of sympathy that he is getting, they are writing articles on him in places that don't care about Drew Pearson.
Yeah.
That don't care about the Dallas Cowboys. That are homers of other teams, and they're saying there is nothing sadder than a near 70-year-old man breaking down on TV.
Yeah.
And that is sad. And I'll be honest, when I first saw this, I was like, oh, I can't watch this. I don't want to see this because I know Drew. And I've known Drew for, I don't know, 15, 20 years. I don't want to have, you know, this, you know, memory of him. That's not the memory I want of Drew Pearson. And it is right now. Like, this is the thing that sticks out. And I do believe that that's going to help get him in. It's going to curry favor with the voters, the Maddens and the Brants and the Ira Kaufmans of the world who are all voters of this thing.
And now the way for him to get in, because I was like, what eligibility is left? And Nui tweeted it out. The hope is to see Drew on the Seniors Hall of Fame ballot in 2021 and get his gold jacket. And we were talking about this after the show, and this is going to sound maybe a little bit cruel, and Mike Fisher is going to fight with us at 7:20. I still like that they are ultra picky.
Of course, I do too.
I still like that there is a really, really high bar to get into the Hall of Fame, because the basketball one is a total joke, man. The basketball one is a farce. It's everybody's in. You know, the gate's mm-hmm. wide. It's an open house. That's what it is.
It is.
The Basketball Hall of Fame is an open house, and I do like that football is a lot more selective and picky. Props to the KNC Masterpiece. Broadus and Corey had Drew on right after the announcement yesterday, and he was asked if any former teammates were reaching out to him.
I got a call from Tony Dorsett. He's in tears, okay? He couldn't believe I didn't make it. I got a call from Rayfield Wright. He's in tears.
So a lot of his different teammates were reaching out, very emotional, and Drew caught his breath, sat down on TV and saying, hey, you know what? I still have some perspective on it.
What I understand more than anything, even when the Ring of Honor, that happened 29 years after I retired, 29 years. And even at that time, I said, it happened now because it's God's time. God said, now's your time. And God has another plan for me. Amen. This is not what he wanted for me. Exactly. Maybe he's testing me. But I'll do it the right way. He knows that.
Ooh. A lot of Cowboys coming out with some support, Dez. What they did to Drew is not right. Original 88, you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I'm sorry how they're doing you, man. Everson Walls. I was one of the few people that understood T.O.'s frustration with the Hall voting process, what he went through while waiting for his chance to get in. Drew has been going through for decades. Gary Myers, longtime DFW reporter and Hall of Fame voter. If Drew didn't catch that pass, every desperation pass at the end of a half or game wouldn't be called a Hail Mary. Staubach came up with that after the game. Drew was a great person, a terrific person, and I voted for him. And then Tank chiming in. Shame on the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Drew Pearson, the original, he's a Hall of Famer on and off the field. So all the support.
Yeah.
It was the number one trending topic all day long.
All the support. And he should get all the support. And, you know, is the Hall of Fame too selective? I'm with you. I don't think they're too selective. You know?
Me neither.
I like that the Baseball Hall of Fame and the Football Hall of Fame are like this. Look, I'll be honest with you. I'm not gonna have a problem when Larry Walker gets inducted because he's gonna make it for the baseball. I never thought of him as a Hall of Famer. So, I mean, like, I just, you know, there are always instances of guys who get in that you don't think should get in. But I think for the most part, those two Hall of Fames do it the right way. Small room, not big room.
Like, Troy, wasn't the other day Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, either nominees or I don't know what it was, but isn't the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, like, too inclusive as well? Isn't that an open house, kind
of? It's up to interpretation because, you know, some of the people that do get in, you kind of look at it like, well, do they really get in because they're in rock? Because, you know, Whitney Houston's going in. Well, she's not rock.
Yeah,
Notorious B.I.G.'s getting in. Well, he's not rock. Well, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is similar to the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's not, you know, exclusive to rock music. But like you said, and like Brian Broaddus put it so well yesterday during the crosstalk, you cannot tell the story of the NFL without talking about Drew Pearson.
Well, Hail Mary, yeah. I mean, that's true. And you know, with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Troy's right.
But that has to go, real quick, pet peeve of mine.
Uh-huh.
That has to go with a great career. Like, David Tyree doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame.
Correct. His helmet does.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
You can make a miraculous play that leads to the most shocking upset ever, and you can be a scrub player. That doesn't mean you're a Hall of Famer.
No, I get it. And that's part of, like, you know.
That might be nitpicking. It's always a pet peeve of mine. You can't tell the story of the NFL. Well, David Tyree's helmet is in. Is a top story.
Yeah, that's in.
Yeah, like the item.
Yes. You know, the story of the league is the, you
like,
can't
Robert
tell.
Like Robert Horry, you can't tell a lot of NBA stories without Robert Horry. Robert Horry is never a Hall of Fame player.
Yeah, you're not, when it's situations like that, it's the moment is in the hall,
yes,
not the career of the player.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so like Don Larson's perfect game is in the Hall of Fame. He's not, but the perfect, you know what I mean? The perfect game is.
Yeah.
So There are instances like that where, you know, like with Tyree, the Tyree helmet should be in there, the jersey. Put that in. You know, you don't put the player in. But, you know, Drew Pearson was more than just the Hail Mary.
Oh, yeah. All-decade team. Yeah. He was the first team wide on the all-decade team. Finally, Drew Pearson, WFAA, finishing it off with a great laugh. And we all know the signature hut-hut. That leaves you with a smile every time you interact with Drew. That's how he finished it off yesterday.
Just disappointed, discouraged, disappointed. But it's real. This life. Life is real. We don't get everything we want. But that don't mean we have to give up. Okay? That's the message. Keep fighting and keep churning. And when God says it's the right time, it'll be the right time. But God, I'm 69. Understand that. Okay.
So perfect. Drew Pearson said, I'm not getting any younger. Let's give some props. Poor Cliff Harris.
I know. Totally just ignored.
Poor Cliff Harris, the Dallas Cowboy great. He finally gets in. Let's give him a little bit of props through NBC5.
Who would think that a kid from Wichita Baptist University in Arkadelphia, Arkansas would go this far without, you know, I had a great team around me and a great coach and great support, and that God has blessed me, I can tell you. It's just a real blessing to do this. I certainly didn't expect it. I'm thrilled and honored to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, one thing that stands out, is there a town where they put less thought into the name than Arkadelphia? like
Texarkana?
What can we do here, guys? What do we got? So what was the backup option that failed, that didn't win? Arkadelphia.
So props to Cowboy great Cliff Harris getting into the Hall of Fame. Latest with the baseball scandal. So apparently the greatest reporter, the greatest insider in New York, actually, I think she's in Texas, the niece of Carlos Beltran.
Yes.
She broke the news on social media before it became official that Beltran was getting the Mets job. And apparently she has sent out messages that Beltran is losing the Mets job as well. So if you believe the account, the family member, then Carlos Beltran is not going to be managing the Mets.
Claims to be his niece. SO_blessed1 on Twitter. My TO, Carlos, is stepping down as Mets manager. Now, her tweets are protected, so I can't go and look at these, but Dallas Braden was like, guys, you know, we don't pay attention. This is the one who broke that he was getting the job, like you said. Is a Texas Longhorn alum, but I would not be surprised at all if they wind up, because the Mets have been very quiet about this. Very quiet. Very quiet. And they are very sensitive to the criticism that they get in New York. They want the attention of the New York papers. They just want the good stuff. And this is not going to be good. So when you see the other two ringleaders of this operation, who have won championships, by the way, lose their job, and Beltran has no skin on the wall whatsoever, like he's going to keep it? I don't know that the Mets are going to go down that road.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.